The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the word of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just a few quick thoughts today to help us either develop or deepen our relationship with St. Joseph. So St. John tells us, the Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. God the Father has entrusted everything to his Son. And what did his Son do? He gave himself entirely to us. So every gift of God the Father is given to the Son, and every gift given to the Son, he gives to us. What was our Lord's final gift? You know, I remember at Christmas time growing up, my parents, you know, they'd give us certain gifts. Oh, the kids have their hands up. Oh, wait, hold on just a sec. So at Christmas time, our parents would give us certain gifts. You know, you open them, and then they always save the best gift for last. Second graders, what was our Lord's final gift? CJ, do you know? Our Blessed Mother Mary. That's right, our Lord's greatest gift. He was able to give us his body and his blood before he gave us the gift of his mother, because she was nearest and dearest to his heart. You could say it was easier for our Lord to give us himself than it was to give us Our Lady. So special was she to his heart. Who did Our Lady belong entirely to? Saint Joseph. The most sublime gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, he entrusted completely to the care of Saint Joseph. What role ought he to have in our own spiritual lives? And I close with a couple of quotes from saints. Saint Teresa of Avila said this: though you have recourse to many saints as your intercessors, go especially to Saint Joseph, for he has great power with God. Saint Thomas Aquinas said, some saints are privileged to extend to us their patronage in certain needs, but not in others. We go to St. Jude for hopeless cases. We go to St. Anthony when we lose something. But our holy patron, St. Joseph, has the power to assist us in all cases, in every necessity, in every undertaking. Our Lord would have us understand that he was subject to St. Joseph in his life on earth, and so now he refuses him nothing in heaven.